Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
All right, welcome back to the show, Money Grows on Trees podcast. My name's Lloyd Ross, and this particular topic is on, should you have a credit card? Great question. Should you have a credit card? When is it appropriate to have a credit card? When is it not appropriate? When should you use it? When shouldn't you? What are the problems with it? What are the advantages of having a credit card? I'm going to talk to you about that on this episode. And it's really exciting to talk about this because I think it does, credit cards do get people in a lot of trouble. And that's because their spending gets away from them. So if you've read my book and you've gone through the money archetypes and you're a spender archetype where you spend a lot, then you're going to have a lot more month at the end of your money, which means you need to start, you're going to start buying things on credit because you want it now. And the problem with that is that if you're a spender and you have a credit card, you're going to max that thing out pretty quickly and that can get you in a lot of trouble. So I am also going to cover quickly this whole thing about Afterpay and StepPay. So actually, maybe that's a new episode. But let's just talk about credit cards first. Credit cards, it's obviously a loan. It's a fast loan from a bank, right? Or a credit institution. It's a quick loan. And the things with quick unsecured loans, an unsecured loan means they don't have any assets of yours to secure the loan. So if you don't pay it back, they can't just sell something of yours and get the money back, okay? So it's an unsecured loan. And that's why credit card loans are usually quite small. It's like $1,000, $5,000, $10,000, whatever it is, right? So an unsecured loan is risky for a bank to lend. So the more risky a loan is, the higher the interest rate they charge for it. And that's why certain personal loans have got a higher interest rate. That's why loans to borrow shares generally have a higher interest rate. That's why loans to borrow, like if you've got a bad credit rating, you pay a higher interest rate because you're a riskier candidate. So the higher the risk of the loan, the higher the interest rate. So because a credit extension or credit card or credit, you know, extending credit basically, giving you money, there's going to be a higher rate. So the problem with credit cards is they have interest rates of between usually 12 to 20%, which is astronomical. It's massive. It's massive. So for example, if you had a $5,000 credit card and you had a 20% interest rate on it, it would be $1,000 a year just in interest repayments. And of course, if it's, up at $20,000 credit, if you owe $20,000 in your credit card, is at 20%, that's $4,000 a year that you're, you know, having to pay in interest, right? It's a lot. If it's more than that, it's even more. And the problem with that is that it can catch up to you, right? You can start paying interest over and over again. You can never really get ahead. And some people I know have credit, like three credit cards, a personal loan, a car loan, and all of a sudden they get crushed by the debt. So look, if you can control your spending, credit cards can be actually quite effective, all right? So straight up, if you're a spender and you have a really bad habit of buying things you don't need at impulsive moments and you have outstanding credit card debt all the time and you've got multiple credit card debts, you probably shouldn't own one. And I would encourage you to pay them off, starting with the smallest one first. And once you've paid them off, chop them up and have an emergency fund instead. I just think if they're getting you in trouble, don't use them. Okay. Same as borrowings in general. If you can't manage your debt, you ought not to have any of it, truthfully, right? Debt is the number one thing that gets most people in trouble, okay? Or people in the most trouble. Because if you don't have any debt, it's really easy not to get in trouble. So when should you have a credit card? We have a credit card. Well, I guess it's a credit card. It's more like a charge card in the sense that you have to pay it off every month or they charge you a late payment fee and the interest on the balance, right? So when should you have a credit card? The only reason we have a credit card, well, there's two major reasons. I'll explain the first one. The reason why we have one is because we have a business and we make business expense expenditure. We have two businesses and we have business expenditure. And we use it for the points. Okay, so we have an Amex Platinum, American Express Platinum card. And it comes with an annual fee. But with that, you get certain things, including $400 worth of travel. You get travel insurance. You get subscriptions. You get reward. There's lots included in that. And you get access to all the lounges around the world. So typically, we travel a lot. And so that free lounge access and food and drinks, that's really valuable for us. Very worthwhile, the annual fee. But what's cool about it is every time we spend a dollar on that card, we get points, right? And we get frequent flyer points, and we can use them with all the major airlines with that card. So we tend to get, fly for free different places. So of course, it's very effective for us to have one. It makes a lot of sense. Financially, for us, it's better to have one than not have one for those reasons. It actually makes us money, right? But we pay it off every month, so it's a charge card. And the trick is, if you're putting your expenses on your credit card, don't then go and put your expenses on the debit card at the same time. That's when you get in trouble. Choose one. Either choose your debit card only, or if you're going to do a credit card, just use that one card. So at the end of every month, you're not like, you haven't double dipped. You're like, oh my God, I've spent here on my debit card, but I've also spent on my credit card. Now I can't cover the repayment. And that's what gets you in trouble. Okay, so and you don't need multiple credit cards. Just get one. Make sure it's got a lot of points for different things on it. It's got great rewards. Make sure it's a charge card you have to pay off every month, and make sure you pay it off every single month. In fact, the card we use, if you don't pay it off in the month, you can't use it, right? So, because the American Amex Platinum card is unlimited expenditure. Like, we could go and buy a car with that effectively. But with great power comes great responsibility. So find a card that's got great rewards, that's a charge card that you only use. And it's especially helpful if you have a business, because you're typically making lots of different expenses for the business. And so it makes a lot of sense. And especially if you travel a lot, it makes sense. If you're an employee, you don't travel much, you're not really good with money, and you're not so good at your spending, don't have one. Simple as that. Get rid of them, don't touch them, no good, okay? Because of the high interest rate on it. So I guess to that point too, people often ask, hey, should I invest my money? Should I make some investments? I'm like, well, you know, do you have any credit card debt? Yes, I do. Okay, how much? Well, it's this much. Well, how much is the interest rate? Well, it's 15%. Here's the thing. You're going to struggle to find an investment that can give you 15% returns every year. Like, no one can do that except for Warren Buffett and the super investors. Okay, very few people can do that. So if you're paying the bank 15% and you've got an investment that's bringing you like 9%, you're losing 6% a year. So if you want my position on it, then if you have a credit card and you have debt on it, you have no business investing until that credit card debt is paid off. Okay? So get rid of the credit card debt. If you want to use a charge card, go for it. I think that's a really, really good idea if you're good with it, because I love our Amex Platinum card. It's awesome. So if you want to know more about the card, shoot me a DM on Instagram. I'll shoot you the one we have. And I'd love to, know where you're at with your credit cards and stuff. So you can always shoot me a DM on Instagram. I'm always available to chat about different things that you hear on the podcast. So feel free to do that. My Instagram handle is @LloydJamesRoss, 2 L's in my name. Okay. So I hope that's been helpful for you in terms of credit cards. Again, if you're going to pay them off, which I really encourage you to do and have one, start with the smallest one first, because once you get that small win and you chop it up, you'll feel empowered, and then you can go through the rest of them. Okay. And then look, once you get rid of your credit card debts, it's very, very liberating. Okay. So don't let it get away from you, and enjoy the rewards of different cards, and use it to your advantage, because they are there to be used to your advantage. Okay. So I hope that's been a helpful episode for you about credit cards. If you're enjoying the podcast, please feel free to definitely subscribe. And I drop a new episode every single week. And I also would love it if you could leave a review, 5-star review. That would help us a lot. We're trying to become the number one podcast in the country for how to, and stay there. And that'd be great. And also, if you want to give me a shout out in your Instagram stories, that'd be awesome. I'll share it back to mine as well. So that'd be great. Thanks so much for tuning into this episode of Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you want me to do a particular topic, feel free to reach out to me on Instagram and ask me, and I'll come and do one, especially for you, and I'll give you a shout out too. Alrighty, so I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of Money Grows on Trees podcast.
thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.